Kevin McCarthy raises record $72 million for House GOP in 2021. By Jacob Bliss on January 12, 2022. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, raised a record $72.4 million for the House GOP conference in 2021 during off-year fundraising efforts in a quest to take back the majority in the House. In the fourth fundraising quarter of 2021 alone, McCarthy raised $11.75 million, and to date, has transferred $25.3 million to the House Republicans' campaign efforts at the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC. As the country turns the page on 2021 and heads into the election year, McCarthy said the contrast couldn't be starker between Democrats and Republicans. He added, "Democrats are retiring and running for the exits at a historic pace. Republican candidates and voters are rallying behind our mission to take back the House. I want to thank our contributors for their generosity and support," McCarthy continued. "Working together, I'm confident we will fire Pelosi and convincingly elect a Republican majority in the People's House." After the record haul, McCarthy said his message to the voters is clear. "You deserve a Congress that listens and institutes policies to improve your quality of life. And when Republicans regain the House majority, we will deliver exactly that." Additionally, McCarthy, looking to take back the House in the midterms and fire Pelosi as the Speaker, explained to Breitbart News the consequences of Democrats' control of Congress in an exclusive long-form video interview. During the interview, he explained his commitment to America and detailed what he plans to do in the majority, noting that majorities are earned, not given. McCarthy stated that, "While there are droves of Democrats retiring, the Republicans only need to net 5 seats in order to take back the majority. Anytime you have an election that has contrast, clear contrast, like, if Republicans were trusted with the majority, what would you do?" McCarthy said, "We'll come out with a commitment to America. What we've been doing for the last year is all the members are on task forces. We've been working on policy." McCarthy also gave credit to Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle and to the news organization for being the only outlet that took his vision from 2020 seriously. When he sat down with Breitbart News in 2019 to discuss flipping seats and possibly the House, while pollsters and professional pundits said he would lose seats at the time. But, as history shows, in the end, Republicans flipped 15 seats back from Democrat control, which led to the closest majority the Democrats have had in more than 100 years. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.